Okay. I'm going to start this with a disclaimer because I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to talk about here. I have absolutely no idea why at 4:35 and 56 seconds in the morning, on a Sunday morning, December 13th, I suddenly should feel the need to put together any kind of podcast recording because, well, you know, come on. It's coming up on 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, what normal person is up at 5 o'clock in the morning recording a podcast? Obviously, not me. Well, no. Yeah, okay. Not me in terms of the normal part, because, well, obviously, if the assumption is that a normal person is not going to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, almost 5, then, you know, it is not there for a logical fallacy for me to rule myself out of the normal cross-section of the population. So, that said, this is going to be, well, one of my nicknames is Brooke for a reason. My brother's widow, Allie, likes to call me Brooke because quite often I will just start rambling about God only knows what. But so, as I put on my written blog, this is kind of a stream of consciousness with a moving target, because I'm just kind of going from place to place to place, and it's not so much for me to hear myself talk, because, well, I do precious little post-production work on these. In fact, this one's going to have no post whatsoever, because I've already got the ocean background soundtrack in. I'm just going to have to, you know, do the levels, and otherwise it'll be done. I don't know how long this is going to be, and I kid you not, I had one of the women who listens to my blog, who tells me that I, sorry, my podcast, who tells me that I don't put anything here often enough, you know, also pointed out that they're not long enough. I mean, you know, my last podcast was reading something off of my written blog. I tend to, more often than not, I tend to write things somewhat better because I have the luxury of caressing the words and caressing the message and finding my voice in amongst all those letters and numbers and you know, the abstractness of type and the limitations of type cause me to do more reflection, to get a little more constraint on the craft of words. Word crafting becomes something more of an art for me, which, you know, my fourth grade teacher, Mr. Hart, who, oh my God, berated me endlessly because I wrote like a girl. Duh. Hello? Never mind. Whatever. So, you know, my penmanship never met with his approval. And then, of course, how I used language and what I said and what I was focusing on, that never really worked. So, you know, fourth grade writing was constantly this source of contention because, well, nothing I could ever do was right, and I couldn't figure out what exactly was that I was supposed to be doing to be, quote-unquote, doing it right. And, like, now I'm holding the microphone in a different way, and because I got some feedback on things, so I'm holding the microphone in a different way. So hopefully we won't have some of the other problems that I've run into, although I can see one spike here where it clips, but anyway, this is still very much a work in progress, but my point is in fourth grade, writing was a horrific experience. It was something that I was not very good at because, well, that's what everyone told me. And, you know, you hear something often enough. You have enough people tell you over and over and over again that, well, you're wrong, we're right, and you're not going to get this to change by, you know, putting your fingers in the ears and humming, you know, like the Republicans are doing. We're just going to stand here and put our fingers in our ears and hum until you go away. Well, no, that doesn't really work. Didn't work for me in fourth grade, and it's certainly not going to work for the Republicans. Or the crazy Democrats that, well, you know, it's like that old saying, if it looks like a duck, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, then it must be a penguin? No, it must be a duck. So, you know, you have people that get elected as Democrats and are allegedly running as Democrats, but they behave very much like Republicans. And, well, how can they possibly be Democrats if they're standing on the other side of the room with the crazy people who put their fingers in their ears and hum, you know, when something comes up that they don't want to hear? So, you know, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade. Seventh grade was interesting. Seventh grade, I kind of immersed myself into technology and toys, and I became very enamored with Star Wars. I wanted to be Princess Leia. I mean, come on. Who didn't want to be Princess Leia in those days? You know, wanted to fly around in spaceships and protect the Republic from you know, the Emperor and the Imperial forces. And, you know, I mean, there was a certain amount of, well, it's not here, and I'd rather deal with that battlefield than the one that I've got here, because at least there the lines are drawn clearly, and I'd know which side I was on, and I'd know what I was supposed to be doing, and people would be less involved in what I looked like and more involved in what I could or should be doing. You know, so, yeah. Star Wars, oh my god, was amazingly alluring. Low disk space. Yes. Well, I wasn't going to talk for long. I'm still not even sure what I'm talking about. But, okay, the point of this. There is a point. Yes, she is getting into a point. Managing expectations. I've got recent communications upgrades, which should allow me to get this posted up to the Podomatic site easier. So I figured I'd throw together something simple, and since I apparently do my best work writing. In fact, the next podcast I do, I think I'm going to actually write it out first and then read it on the air. You know, but I won't tell you that. The next podcast will just sound like, you know, some random girl babbling again, because God knows I'm really good at doing, like, the random babbling thing. But, you know, I mean, so it'll sound like me babbling, but I'll at least have some sort of a program in mind, or some sort of a program that I'm following, so that, you know, hopefully, hey, hello, you there in the background, wake up. It's almost over, really. Come on, wake up. We're almost done here. I know, I'm boring you into a coma, but come on. We're almost done, I promise. So, next one will be a little more coherent in terms of what I'm going to be talking about. I have no idea what that is, but I'm promising next one will be a little bit more coherent, okay? It'll be a little bit more polished, and I don't know what I'll say. because I'll figure something out between now and then. But right now, what I wanted to do is I wanted to test the equipment and see how much of a change my communications infrastructure make to the making of new podcasts. So this is essentially that process, and so I'm going to do the tiniest little bit of post work, wrap it, and then beam it up. And I can just hear Jacob from Jacob Carter, Sam Carter's dad from Stargate SG-1, saying, "Oh my Scotty." Anyway, yes, I am a total Stargate fangirl. I will not lie, I am a complete fangirl. So, you know, don't hold it against me. That, and, well, I babble. Don't even get me started on, oh, I don't know, anything even vaguely resembling astrophysics or metaphysics or... Yeah, you know, don't ask me why the sky is blue, because I can tell you why. Because light operates in a range visible spectrum of between 450 and 750 nanometers, and the shorter, stronger wavelengths down in the 400 nanometer range are what pass through the upper atmosphere. That's the really, 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 really small version of why the sky is blue. But, you know, I mean, there's math involved. I mean, how many people, by a show of hands, you in the back there sleeping, wake up, by a show of hands, how many people know exactly what a nanometer is? Precisely, that's what I thought. Anyway, this is just me being silly, so it's me being silly now for 12 minutes, gives me enough to wrap and roll and post, and you can all tell me that I've completely come up off the rails. There we go. Completely come up off the rails. And I will promise that the next one will be a little bit more coherent. But look at the bright side. This is an update within roughly a month. Roughly. I know, I'm saying roughly. Within roughly a month of the last one. So, it's better than the year and change delay between the most recent post and the one immediately previous to that. And we have reached 13 minutes, so I'm going to bid you adieu, gewiedersehen, and tschingtaute, and we'll catch up with you in the next one. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being patient with Little Miss Babbles a lot. Not to be confused, of course, with Busty McBabbles, who's over on my other blog, and, well, she's her own little living nightmare of narrow-minded bigotry and stupidity. And she brought it all on herself, so, you know, I don't really feel much sympathy for her. Okay, so the 14-minute mark is just about over, which means we will be getting to the 13-minute mark is just about over, which means we'll be getting to the 14-minute mark in seconds, like, well, right now. There you go. 14 seconds. Minutes. 14 minutes. Oh, come on. It's almost 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm entitled to be a little... airheaded? I don't know. Okay, so, yeah. Boring. More boring. Babbling girl, stream of conscious, not very good. Promise, next one will be better. Who knows? Maybe in the next one I'll actually sing. And not to worry, I sing actually rather well. My abilities to vocalize are, shall we say, finely honed for certain materials, and so I very well may bless you with something other than oratory, something auditorially pleasing, orally pleasing. Yes, whatever. Okay, so I'm going to hit stop, go to the water closet, and do what one does there, and then come back and do a little bit of processing needs to be done, and then post this, and I'm sure I'll hear about it from someone. Thank you for listening, and as always, you know, drop some comments, leave an email, what have you. If you want to hear me talk about something in specific, by all means, go ahead and ask. What's the worst that can happen? I can say no. Oh my God, she said no. Oh, look at that. The guy in the coma in the back of the room just fell over. Okay, I guess that's our cue. Class dismissed, and we'll catch you all next time. Ciao.